A mixed report now from the world's biggest forest, the Amazon. First, the good news. The deforestation rate has fallen dramatically in Brazil. The bad news? 40% of the Amazon isn't in Brazil. It's spread across 8 other countries, and deforestation there is rising. The problem is especially bad in a country not known for its jungles, Bolivia. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from Asuncion.
On the southwesternmost corner of Amazonia, a logging crew goes to work. 2 men, 1 chainsaw, and plenty of gasoline. This is virgin forest, covered by a canopy, a place rich in bird and animal life. But on this day, the chainsaw rules, and one by one, trees fall. There are silk cotton hardwoods to fig trees to ceibas, some of them 80 feet tall and decades old.
They'll cut a path into the forest. This is about 400 or 500 yards off the main road, and then they'll pull this tree out as well as all the other ones.
As chainsaws do their work, earth movers create a makeshift trail used to drag out trunks. And little by little, the jungle falls, giving Bolivia the highest rate of Amazonian deforestation, environmentalists say. Agustin Villa, the man handling the chainsaw, knows that firsthand. There are parts that have disappeared, parts that are fine, Villa says. He then ticks off the many stretches of forest that have been cleared of trees. All across the non-Brazilian Amazon, in an arc of countries from Peru to the eastern shoulder of South America, trees are going down. And it's happening while Brazilian deforestation has fallen by a factor of 4 since 2004.
In the last 5 or 6 years, there's been a phenomenal change in Brazil with respect to development process.
Timothy Colleen is an ecologist who has worked for 25 years with major environmental groups across the Amazon.
With Brazil's deforestation rate going down and the Andean deforestation rate going up, then there's probably more deforestation in the Andean Amazon than in the Brazilian Amazon.
Every year in Bolivia, a swath of forest 2/3 the size of Delaware is cleared of trees. It's logging and small-scale farming, and also ranching and soybean production. Diego Pacheco, a top environmental official in Bolivia's government, says the state is trying to better regulate land use. But he says a new forest policy is needed.
I think we need to protect, but also we need to manage the forest. It's not only to protect, but forests have to provide a lot of services to the local people. So they need to use the forest for living.
Marta Sotar and her husband are a perfect example, a family that has carved a farm out of the jungle. On 170 acres, there are chickens and rows of soybeans, the region's cash crop, says Sotar.
Todos quieren cultivar la soya porque tiene buen precio por la soya.
Everyone wants to plant soybeans, she says. The prices are good and it's easy to grow. Their land still contains a clump of forest. As she walks through with her little boy, Jonathan, she talks about how her husband wants to take down the trees. But she says she wants to protect the forest. We can't finish everything off. Though known for its mountains, Bolivia's lowland forest is one of the world's most biodiverse. There are more than 1,400 species of birds in these jungles, like macaws and toucans, and these forests are among the last where jaguars, pink dolphins, and other rare species can still be found. But these days, they're increasingly sharing the forest with the likes of loggers, who get to the trees with new dirt roads and use earth movers to pile up tree trunks. It's a 1,200-acre concession, and this is tree harvesting time. Hardwoods for construction, which are the most valuable, and softwoods for paneling. All of which are cut into sections that go to local sawmills. It's all perfectly legal, but environmentalists say the logging, multiplied many times over across Bolivia, is taking a toll. One of the loggers here, Juan Diaz, says it's harder and harder to find the right trees.
No como antes.
It's not like before, Diaz says, because it's being finished off. I don't know what we'll do later. He then returns to his work, sawing off limbs from downed trees. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.